The last thing I wanted to do at work on a Friday at 6 was fill out a sex quiz. On a scale of 1 to 10, how kinky are you? I glanced at the question on my computer screen and rolled my eyes. Then they snagged on the time in the upper right corner, and I panicked. Fuck, I don't have time for this, I muttered to myself. I didn't finish updating the graph on my desk in front of me or adjusted the project schedule or any of the other things that got pushed back because of the meeting earlier, just like everything else on the James Inn build. Instead, I rushed to finally fill out a sex quiz my BFF was forcing me to complete. It was after 6 and no one else was in the office, the others having cut out for the weekend already. It wasn't that I was more diligent, but I was dreading going to happy hour. Yeah, that was me. The weird woman who didn't want to meet up with her bestie and others for ladies' night. I liked my friends. But the friends were bringing friends, and the bar would be crowded. Men on the prowl, ladies on a manhunt. I wasn't interested. It made me nervous, uncomfortable. And I really didn't want to have my quiz shared, like all of them would. My sex life sucked, and I didn't need to share it. I typed my answer about being kinky with no comment, then scanned the next question. If you didn't answer, is it because you are a virgin? Jesus. I couldn't believe Mallory had come up with this. No, I could. It was just like her to be so bold and insane. To take something from an 80s movie and put a modern and adult spin on it. I jammed the N and the O keys extra hard. How many partners have you had? My cell rang and I jumped when I saw the display. I grabbed it up and answered. I can't believe you're making me take this stupid quiz. I told my best friend instead of hello. I can't believe you haven't answered any of my calls. Mallory countered, but wouldn't be distracted. And the quiz is for ladies' night. That I already knew. She'd been pestering me about it for almost a week. Yes, I'd been holding off that long. As for ignoring her, I'd seen she'd called 3 times and left 4 texts, but had been too crazy to reply. I had to hear from Gemma about the gorgeous man in your office. Of course Mallory would get the latest from Gemma, the office manager, who she knew since she came to the office sometimes. I want to hear all about it. Sex quiz or details on Maverick James? I offered her the options, but I wasn't sure which one she was going to pick. Shit, that's a tough call. It's going to be so much fun reading all the sex quiz answers. She replied with enthusiasm that bordered on giddy. But from what I heard from Gemma, a woman can orgasm by the sound of that man's voice. That wasn't too far from the truth. I hate you. I growled, playing with my ponytail and remembering I had a pencil behind my ear. I tossed it onto my desk. What's got your panties in a twist? What's wrong with being horny for the hot boss? I rested my forehead in my hand and shook my head. It's been a long day, I explained, leaving out the fact that a lot of my frustration really did have to do with the guy, my boss's boss, the hot one, who I was really horny for. Not that I would admit that to Mallory. She'd make me go shopping and wear makeup to work for him to notice me. I'd done all that by myself earlier. No makeup needed. Tell me all about it. She continued on a sigh. Especially if it involves Maverick James, that gorgeous piece of man meat. How do you know? I looked him up online after I talked to Gemma. Of course she had. She wasn't lying about him, except, if you want me to get to the bar on time or any time tonight, I need to finish the quiz. It was the only way I could think of to get her to stop talking about him. Talk about a guy making me nervous and uncomfortable. She and I had watched The 16 Candles 2 weeks ago and decided that making a sex quiz, like in the movie, and sharing answers tonight with a bunch of girlfriends was happening. You haven't finished it yet? Don't tell me you're still at work. Fine, I won't tell you. Another sigh came through the phone. You need to take that physics teacher job at the high school. You'd have your summers off like me,